Hey, Russ, a champion boxer crashed his scooter in Miami. Oh, man, a baller ran out of gas driving his Ferrari. And wifey says LeBron is going back to Ohio.
Wow.
But first, USA's 2-2 tie with Portugal on Sunday was the most watched soccer game in U.S. history. Nearly 25 million watched on average, and that doesn't include the 500,000 watching on the mobile device. Oh, I believe more than 25 million.
Yeah,
come
more
on.
Than that.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure they topped that. But, of course, Team USA may top those numbers, of course, taking on Germany on Thursday. Wifey says LeBron is returning to Ohio, but first, Timmy is staying. Tim Duncan exercises $10.3 million option to play an 18th season in San Antonio. Melo mania is heating up. Teams can't officially make a move on Melo until July 1st, that is. But it's Chicago, Houston, Dallas, and L.A. all in the mix with ATL and Miami looking for an opportunity to get in.
Where you got him going, Soup?
Smartest decision for everybody involved would be a sign and trade between Chicago and New York.
Okay.
With that deal, Melo gets the most money. He gets plenty of help in Chicago. And the Knicks get something out of the deal without just losing Melo.
Okay, gotcha.
So who would Chicago give up?
Well, that's a good point. They already made moves, though. They have some few tradable contracts that they could use as part of that sign and trade deal.
Yeah.
They picked up Brewer over the and a couple other contracts that they can get rid of. Sign and trade deal, that's what it's all about. Keeping it moving right here. Have you heard? LeBron said he will make his decision once he comes off vacation. And you do know LeBron's decision will affect what happens with Melo.
Right.
Well, his wife, Savannah, is shaking things up. It all started with a post on Instagram of Ohio with an Akron written on it, marked by a star. The caption read, "Home sweet home, the countdown is real, hashtag 330.
Wow.
Does this mean that the King is going back to play with Kyrie, Dang, and the number one pick?
That could be the move.
Could be the move. I would love to see that. It would be great for his legacy. But according to people, she was referring to summer plans for the family.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Pacers Evan Turner, oh, man, put on blast by his main man, P.J. Hill. Get this, the baller ran out of gas in his Ferrari. He had to call P.J. and say, "Look, man, I'm out of gas up the street. Can you please bring me some gas?"
Wow.
And P.J. was his friend, brought him some gas, but also posted the video on Instagram with him putting the gas in the car.
Yes.
Speaking of videos, this is one you want to see. Three-time boxing champ Adrian Broner lost his second bout. This one was with a parked car. Lost control of his scooter driving down Collins in Miami.
Wow, yeah.
Ran right into a parked car.
Wow.
Now, according to witnesses, he tried to roll out, but he couldn't get the scooter to start.
Damn.
He's going to do an in run.
Sorry, AB.
Oh, boy.